Yachmi name, a name that people gave. Yachim is the name that Rabbi Shalom had to give him. There's a big oimek over here. There's a lot of of explaining what the name Esav means and what the name Yaakov means. But the Yisod, one of the big Yisodas is, and it's about that thing that Yismach Yisrael says. He says that a person in Olam Hazeh, a person's always steadily moving away from Olam Hazeh, right? A person's born, and then he starts heading towards Olam Haba already. He gets older and older. Olam Hazeh is more and more behind him, and Olam Haba is getting closer and closer. So a person who's being roidef after Olam Hazeh, there's a very strange thing that's happening. Olam Hazeh is behind him, and he's running and running and running. But he's got their own compass. He's running in the opposite direction. Olam Hazeh is behind him, and he's running after Olam Hazeh in the opposite direction. So if I were to tell you, there's your destination, and you start running and running in that direction, you're going the wrong way. And the person, as he gets older and older, he's getting closer and closer to Olam Haba, further and further away from Olam Hazeh, and he's still being roidef after Olam Hazeh. So his mamish going further and further away from his own destination than he's running after. As he gets older, he goes meshuga, like the Mishnah says in the end of Kinif. Hashemkin, a person whose life is an olam habadik life, so fakert, he's always going in the same direction. He sees taka, his life's getting on, he's getting closer and closer to olam emes, further and further. He's misrachik himself, he withdraws himself more and more from olam hazeh to get closer and closer to olam emes. So he's running in the right direction. And then he's fakir. He has accomplishments. He sees he's getting closer and closer. He's covered a lot of ground. He sees the end in sight. This is the nakuda between, could be between Esav and Yaakov. Esav, says Rashi, was nafet. He was nigma, keben shonim haba. In other words, mitzad olam hazeh, he was born complete. Zeu. Now, there's no more olam hazeh. Fakir. Now, he's going further and further away from olam hazeh. He's nafet, keben shonim haba already. Mitzad olam hazeh, mitzad his physical appearance. Is Gashmi is. So he's there from the first minute, and from now he's only going further and further away. And that's the vod that Esav says, Hina Anochi Hoylech Lomus. Mosra Hoylech Lomus, because Esav understands that he's running further and further away from where he's supposed to be getting to. So he's running to, he's a Hoylech Lomus. He's running towards nowhere. Running towards nowhere is a Bechina Hina Anochi Hoylech Lomus. Olam Hazeh is behind him already from the day he's born. Now he only begins a life of descent. He begins a life of away from Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is finished. He's born Keben Shonim Harbe already. And now, from now on, he's supposed to be going to Olam Ha'emes, and he's running after, he's being roidef after Tanukim of Olam Hazeh. He's mamish running in the wrong direction. That's why people gave him this name. That's an Olam Hazeh de Kashkofa, that run after Olam Hazeh, even though you're running in the wrong direction. Masha'enkein, Yaakovin is called Hashem Ekev. Ekev is the lowest darga. Slowly, slowly, you have to climb high and high. Yaakovin has got an emistic destination. He's got the Roish. His name is Yaakov. Yaakov is Yud Ekev. Ekev is the ankle. Yud, Rashi says in Beshalach, Al Shem Machshav Anemra. Yud is Chochma. And Yud is the Roish. So he's got a straight line. He's got a goal where he has to get to. He's born taka down here in Olam Hazeh. But all the time, he's heading, he's alighting, he's climbing high and higher to Olam Haba. That's what the Rabbein Shalom gave him his name. That's the Ruchnistik in him. That's the Ruchnistik Ashkofe in life. Esav's name was given to him by Gashmistik Ashkofe in life. People called him Esav because that's the people, Gashmistik of people, that's their Ashkofe of Olam Hazeh. So it's a Peledik Ashkofe that we have to learn out from the very roots of Yaakov and Esav. That person has to realize that every day, from the day he's born, he's getting closer and closer to the Olam Ha'emes. He said, Gashmi. From day one, he's going further and further away. Faket. That's why in the Mishnah, the womb, the rechem, is called a kever. Because mitzad olam hazeh, he's done. From now on, his gub is only heading the kever. Obez neshama, obez chelak aruchni faket. That's the journey. That's the travel. That's where a person's got to travel far. And that's what we have to we have to internalize. This yisod that a person has to always be roidif in the right direction. A person shouldn't run and run and run only in the wrong direction, getting further and further away. Because then chatu shama, as he gets older, he'll see there's no sipuk, and he can't stop running. Person's used to being roidev after something, so he can't stop running. And he knows he's running in the wrong direction. He knows his running is getting nowhere, but he's still running in that direction. And he knows the more he runs, the further he's getting away. Person has to make sure in the younger years, to make sure to set off in the right path. If you set off in the right path, then life is step by step, getting closer and closer to one's shleimus.